How should a Christian wedding officiant answer the competing stories of marriage today? The answer is not fear. The answer is not anger. The answer is not retreat. The answer is covenant clarity. Covenant clarity means the officiant knows what Christian marriage is and can say it with warmth, courage, and pastoral wisdom. Christian marriage is a received covenant union of one woman and one man before God, rooted in creation, affirmed by Christ, witnessed by Scripture, publicly vowed, and lived in faithful love. That sentence gives the officiant a center. When culture says marriage is mainly romance, covenant clarity says love is deeper than feeling. When culture says marriage is mainly personal fulfillment, covenant clarity says marriage is also sacrifice, forgiveness, patience, and holiness. When culture says marriage is whatever the couple defines it to be, covenant clarity says marriage is received from God. When culture says the wedding is mainly an aesthetic experience, covenant clarity says beauty serves the vows. When culture says the officiant is only a vendor, covenant clarity says the officiant is a ministerial witness. When culture says the state creates marriage, covenant clarity says the state may recognize marriage, but God gives marriage its deepest meaning. When culture says personal identity is ultimate, covenant clarity says Christ is Lord. This does not mean the officiant becomes harsh. A Christian wedding officiant should be one of the calmest people in the room. The officiant is not threatened by a culture of confusion. The officiant is grounded in Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. Imagine a couple says, "We want the ceremony to be modern, personal, and not too traditional." The officiant could become defensive, but a wiser response is, "I appreciate that. A Christian ceremony can be personal and meaningful. My role is to help make it personal in a way that still honors Christian marriage's covenant before God." That response keeps the door open. Or imagine a couple says, "We want to write our own vows, and we do not want anything about obedience, sacrifice, or lifelong duty." The officiant might say, "Writing personal vows can be meaningful, but Christian vows must still include faithful promise. Marriage is not only an expression of how you feel today, it is a covenant of how you will love when life becomes difficult." That is covenant clarity. A ministry sciences observer notices not only what the couple requests, but what the request reveals. Are they afraid of religious language? Are they reacting against unhealthy examples? Are they shaped by wedding industry scripts? Are they spiritually immature but open? Are they trying to avoid accountability? Are they confused about the difference between personalization and self-invention? The wise officiant responds to the person, not merely the phrase, "This matters in every ministry lane." The one wedding officiant needs enough clarity not to drift into vague internet language. The ordained wedding officiant needs a repeatable framework for many couples. The church staff minister needs policies that are pastoral and theological. The chaplain needs brief, clear covenant language for urgent settings. The life coach minister or romance officiant needs to help couples move from attraction to formation. Christian officiants answer culture best when they speak truth beautifully. Not truth as a weapon, not beauty without truth. Truth beautifully spoken. A Christian wedding can be warm, personal, joyful, elegant, and hospitable, but it must also be clear. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That is covenant clarity.